Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Our treat today is a celebration of Canadian Black History Month, people of African descent, and we're going to be hearing award-winning musicians across five genres, gospel, rhythm and blues, jazz, reggae, and hip-hop. Each segment, you're going to hear a brief introduction, but we're not going to talk too much because we want you to be able to listen a lot. And now we'll briefly hear our land acknowledgement by Jesse.
Yeah, as we get going, it's important to acknowledge and remember that this work is being done, this show is being produced on the ancestral and unceded lands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial and whose lands were never formally given away. There was no legal transfer of title of these lands, and so as a result, we're living on stolen lands. And the ramifications of that are very apparent today. And as we take this this episode to think about and highlight the work of another group of marginalized people here in the country, Black folks, it's important to remember that Indigenous people have suffered much of the same marginalization and in different and devastating ways.
Okay, you're going to be hearing two artists in the gospel section. Award winner Salome Bay. Known as Canada's First Lady of Blues, Salome Bay was a renowned blues, gospel, and jazz singer. She had a powerful voice. Got to hear that voice from the stage in Toronto. She gave emotive performances that left an indelible mark on Canada's music scene. And then you will also be hearing the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir.
There lived a brave woman, folks called her Moses. Harriet Tubman was her name. She was a conductor of the Underground Railroad. She suffered much sorrow and pain. She led many people from slavery to freedom, following the Northern Star. She showed the direction for Underground Railroad and saved fugitives from afar. Yeah, and what to a slave is the 4th of July, broke down the immortal spin of the great Frederick Douglass, who fought for the freedom of all the American men. John Brown helped petition the abolition in the underground with his Harper's Ferry stamp. Spend a half hour dying when hunger is trying to establish freedom in the land. Defending freedom's train. When man was angry, another non-violent, and both men were killed just the same. One man traveled about many countries and places, found that all men are the same. He died for his vision, the love of all mankind, cut down by the hatred of man. The yearning for freedom will live on forever, cried out Martin Luther.
Here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. our special celebration of Canadian Black History Month with some music. You just heard the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir, a little bit of Nkosi Sikelel iAfrika, and How I Got Over, a cover. The Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir, put together by Trevor Payne, put together and sort of conducted and managed by Trevor Payne, who is a Canadian musician and member of the Order of Canada, who was born in Barbados and eventually immigrated here to Montreal and became a Canadian citizen in 1982 and founded the Montreal Black Community Youth Choir, as well as the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir that we just heard. And in 1994, he was given Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Achievement Award for his promotion of gospel music. So a huge figure in Canadian gospel music. Charlotte, what does gospel music mean to you?
Soaring, healing, nurturing. And it's interesting because, you know, the cadence of gospel songs in America, Black American choirs, tend to be all in English, but the Montreal Choir has got some that's in African languages, and the feeling is the same. It lifts and helps you feel loved and just feel happy to be alive, mm-hmm. in short. It's just very elevating and soaring.
And that's a little bit of a weird transition to our, well, maybe not weird, because there is a natural connection in the music itself. But, you know, traditionally, blues music is not necessarily thought of as elevating or soaring, right? In the name, it's about the blues.
So the church people called it the devil's music. Mm-hmm. But then in listening to it and the way it portrayed out the pain, blues were born in the South, and the laws, the pain, the not being treated fairly, having to hide, not being able to be who you wanted to be, that represented another part of culture and grew the blues from being that other name to being something that was really regarded and elevated to the point of getting some blues choirs have sung at churches and have traveled internationally. So we're going to be hearing the blues.
Yeah, we got a couple artists in the blues or rhythm and blues section. We've got Carlos Morgan, who is a Canadian R&B soul singer who won the Juno Award for Best R&B Soul Recording in 1997 for his album Feeling All Right. We're going to hear his track Baby Come On, some Canadian blues. And then we're going to hear from Suluau favorite Kelly Lee Evans, who is making another appearance on the show. Kelly Lee Evans won the Juno Award in 2011 for Best Vocal Jazz Album. It's a little jazz, it's a little R&B. We're going to hear from the record Nina, which, as the name suggests, is a tribute to Nina, the great Nina Simone. We are going to hear Feeling Good by Kelly Lee Evans.
And to note around Feeling Good, Kelly Lee Evans experienced being hit by lightning twice during her career. And if you see any of the videos of performances she had this past winter, she is feeling good, she is back, and she is an encourager. She gives talks when she sings to children, to all kinds of people, to help them believe that even if you're hit by lightning, it's not over till it's not over till it's over.
Yeah, and I mean, again, another, you know, feeling good, even though it's rhythm and blues.
Yes.
Come on, girl. Come in. Work it with me. Come put a rock on.
Welcome back to Sulu out here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Jesse.
And I am your own Sister C. And we play, we speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard.
And what you were just listening up to was the track Feeling Good by Kelly Lee Evans, her version of the Nina Simone classic. And before that was some more R&B from Carlos Morgan with his track Baby Come On. Now we're going to pivot to another genre. Charlotte, where are we headed?
We are headed to reggae. I can hear the group singing Rasta Man Vibrations. Don't do that, Sheldon. We are going to hear from Messenger, and we're going to hear from Laser Current. Both award-winning. Messenger ignited the Rasta Man Vibration scene in the 1990s, and Laser Current ignited something different on the reggae scene with his piece, Jane Finch. Jane Finch is an area that whenever you hear the news in Toronto, it's always something terrible about Jane Finch. So he ignited and connected music with a video showing all the different things that happen on Jane Finch, where people are sharing food, adults and young people having nice conversations. Just the beauty of the streets so that people can not only as you dance have a nice groove, but have a nice thought about a place that has been unfairly demonized by the media.
And before we get into the reggae, I just wanted to ask you, Charlotte, because when we were preparing for the show, you mentioned, you know, seeing Messenger with a lineup so long, people went across the street. I just want to ask what this was the late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in that time frame?
Yes.
And what was the reggae scene in Toronto like at that point?
People would be coming out in the evenings. I had never before seen people dressing up at 10 to go out. And just a lot of love. It was such a mixture of nationalities of people at the places. A lot of love. People dancing, people just singing along with the music, clapping. Hal Dugan, now we know as Laser Current, would be on the keyboards, and sometimes he would jump so high. You know, I thought he would truly touch the sky. But it was just really energetic, really loving. And people being out 2-3 in the morning, no police cars, no, you know, trouble, just it livened the whole area, because since they were open so long and the lines were so big and everybody couldn't get, you know, to eat, people would go to the other restaurants that were nearby. They would get a soda. They would get patties. So it just really activated and energized the whole area.
Yeah, it really builds community in that
way.
Yes. Cool. Well, we're going to hear Catch the Vibe by Messenger, and then Jane and Finch by Laser Current here on Suluau's Black History Month music special.
Now this one for y'all, crew.
Here we go.
You have to catch the vibe, cause the spirit's in
the night. Dancehall music just a mash up the place, catch the vibe.
Bye.
Feel it now.
Bye.
Deep. really nice.
Now, sweet Jamaica.
It's so nice. Have you ever reggae on the reggae ride? We play reggae music, we play it nonstop. As sure as the morning time, you know just on which I. Can you feel the vibe?
Vibe.
Reggae music vibe.
Vibe.
Oh, it feels so nice.
Vibe.
Got to do it right.
Vibe.
No, stop. Get up, stand up and move. Do what you got to. No,
stop.
Find yourself a groove and move.
No, stop.
Get up, stand
vibe.
Up and move. Find yourself
vibe.
A groove
no, stop.
And do what you got.
Start to talk.
Start to talk.
It's me. sweet feelings of love start sparks. Exquisite to the limit, she attend me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Surprised when she tell me she's got so much class, so much style, versatile, beautiful smile, so unique, exquisite. Every time we make it reach in park, love can spark. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Welcome back to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, Suluau, the show where we invite you to do just that. Speak up, listen up, and act upon what you've heard. I'm here in studio. This is me, Jesse, here with Sista C, your regular host. And we're just taking a tour through some musical genres that are particularly connected to or representative of the Black Canadian experience, or the experience of the African diaspora within Canada. Charlotte, how do you feel so far about what we've heard?
Oh, I feel like I've been traveling. I feel inspired. I feel lightened. I think I'll put this I'll put this recording on for when there's a rainy day, because just the range of things, the sincerity, the richness, gives an appreciation that maybe we want to travel and also have other shows, TV and so forth, that show this African diaspora, how much people have contributed to overall Canadian music by just having that range, such a range. Mm-hmm. So we're going to range on over to hip-hop.
Sure, yeah. So we have a couple cool sort of hip-hop adjacent artists to play. I think it's interesting because today's popular music is so influenced by hip-hop and R&B and all of these genres that sometimes it can be hard to isolate something to sort of like just hip-hop.
And you know what? I hopped past jazz. Jazz is another of the fundamental musics lifting and carrying us through. So we will go with jazz. Jesse will introduce who we are playing and showcasing.
Sure, yeah. We can circle back to hip-hop later. It's good to get the fundamentals down. Like you're saying, I mean, I was going to say it's hard to separate hip hop out of popular music today. I don't know if we have any of these. Well, I guess gospel and blues are sort of before jazz, but jazz music and everything that has come from it is so fundamental to the music we listen to today, right?
Right. Yes, definitely.
And also a fundamentally like Black creation. Right? Like really, really rooted in Black music traditions.
And African music traditions, you know, the beats, the patterns, call and response.
The syncopation.
Yes.
Yeah, all of that. So we're going to hear from a Canadian jazz singer whose album won the 2020 Juno Award for Vocal Jazz Album of the Year. It's Dominique Fils-Aimé. And we're going to hear her track Birds. And then we are going to hear from perhaps the most famous of all Canadian jazz musicians. You probably already know who I'm talking about just by describing him with that title. It is the legendary Oscar Peterson, and we're going to hear a track from him as well.
Sound of the birds taking off scared you last night. Though they were right to leave, right to use their wings to fly. So the sound of the birds taking off scared you last night. Though they were right to leave, right to use their wings to fly. I just can't figure out, is it too late or too early? Is it right on time? Could it be right on? If the crow said it right, we could move out by dawn early. Could be right on time. Could be right on. So the sound of the birds taking off scared you last night. Though they were right to leave, right to use their wings to fly. So the sound of the birds taking off scared you last night. Though they were right to leave, right to use their wings to fly. Car is staring at the ceiling, still traveling fears, thinking if you rise, I rise. We'll be waiting for the morning, heel crumbling strength. Again, if you rise, I run, I. Sound of the birds taking off scared you last night. Though they were right to leave, right to use their wings to fly. Sound of the birds taking off scared you last night. Though they were right to leave, right to use their wings to fly. I just can't figure out, is it too late, too early? Can't figure out, is it too late, too early? Can't figure out, is it too late, too early?
Too early.
Can't figure out, is it too late?
Is it too late?
Is it too late?
Too early.
Thank you.
And welcome back once again to Suluau here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Just heard a little bit of jazz. That was the legendary piano playing of Oscar Peterson. And before that, the vocal jazz of Canadian Dominique Fils-Aimé, winner of the 2020 Juno Award for Vocal Jazz Album of the Year. Charlotte, do you have anything else to say about jazz, or should we move on to hip-hop?
No, it's just that it's interesting listening on this cavalcade. Usually on one day you don't hear so many different types of music, but to just feel where it takes you and feel the connection, the connectedness. I feel like we've been on a plane and a train, and maybe that's what this program will inspire people to do, to visit the places that our music comes from, and as well to keep bathing it into Canada, because Canada is a multidisciplinary, multifaceted country and gives something to talk about. People listening to each other's music and feeling similarities with Indian music or similarities with British music, that there's everybody adds something, and musicians find a way of extracting it out and putting it into a particular kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm. And I think that travel analogy is really fitting for our last genre, hip-hop. I mean, you know, many types of music, you can sort of assign a geographic location to, right? Mm-hmm. Like the really easy one is to think of reggae and the Caribbean or Jamaica specifically, right? There's a really strong right. thing there, even though it has spread out all over the place. And, you know, the blues, you think of sort of the southern United States, right? With hip-hop, and we're getting a little closer to my area of expertise, I guess. It's very strongly regional, and you get a different sound, you know, the New York sound or the Los Angeles sound, the West Coast sound and the East Coast sound, or the Southern sound. So by listening to hip hop, you really are able to kind of travel around through all these different styles that correspond to different geographical locations. And, you know, obviously Canada has its own sort of hip hop thing, perhaps dominated by, you know, Drake these days. I don't think we're going to play any Drake for you, because no top 40 here on CJSF, no hits. But we are going to play another Canadian who is a multiple Grammy Award winner and has really carved out a space in the sort of hip hop electronic R&B space. As I said, what counts as hip-hop and pop music and all that is very blurred these days. We're going to hear from Catronata, who is from Montreal. He's got a really eclectic sound, as said. And then we're going to hear from a local musician who just won the Western Canadian Music Awards R&B Artist of the Year. Incorporates some hip-hop into her music. It's Sade Awele, who also just played a concert at the Road to the Juno series earlier this week. So a rising star. So we'll hear from Catronata, who is already a global megastar, and then we'll hear from someone who might be on her way to that same status.
Rich Tapestry.
And it still ain't a goddamn thing they can tell me. What could compel me to jump in? Get a piece of this bread pudding, wake up, cake up. Walking in the form of my elders, I'm gloater. Bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh? Fuck your story, tell nigga, pull up. Shit and piss on your head, nigga, clocking. Grab my check out the mail room, then back in. Papa, daddy Warbucks, like Warhol with an eight ball and a paintbrush. I'm AWOL, but I ain't done. Full-time killing, bad hole driller, shouted for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, baggy for the pit, can't you see I'm living, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up,
I'm glowed up. see me shining, nigga. The silver lining, nickel plated refinery, never sweating the mine. At work to the most honorable, no bullshit in me. Constant laxatives in your child away. That's the shit I can't condone. Full power until we reach the maximum. Gonna all my worries, I'm loony, absolutely out my dome. Stacking my capital, I carve in my legacy. Now tell me, is you with me? With me, with me, chaperone. Full time killing, bad hole driller. Childhood for the kidding, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah. Same time stealing, same squad chilling. Baggy for the pit. Can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Child it got me going buff. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Shout it got me going buff. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Life out in the spotlight, but some had to pull you back to the starlight. Cause even when you're far out there in the sun, you're still in the hands of the one who cares for you. And it's a cold game that you play on, but some had to pull you back where you came from. Cause even when you're far out there in the sun, you're still in the hands of the one who cares for you. Not just another name.
If only you knew. I wake up to the thought of seeing you. Bright eyes, cherry smile. I need your touch. Like fresh water on leaves from the morning dew. If only you knew.
Intuition telling me maybe this is meant to be. Cause every time I feel this strong pull, like this is something I could handle. But all the questions in my mind asking, is this the right time? My whirlwind of imaginations mixed with my infatuations of ya. If I press it, if I lean into it,
places I've never been before. Fast pace and never changing carousel. My mind is ever rolling, and with you I'm ever flowing. I don't wanna lose this feeling, I don't. So I keep holding fast to the truth. It might be just what I need. Holding fast to the truth. Can't deny it. You might be what I've been searching for. I try, but I can hide it. Maybe this is what we're living for. Making memories we can't ignore. Oh, oh. A part of me wants to explore a love that lasts more and more. If I press it, if I lean into it, if I hold fast, will I experience all of the places I've never been before?
Okay, well, welcome back to the end of today's episode of Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. We just heard a track by Sade Owele, and before that, we heard Kay Tronada's Glowed Up as part of our hip-hop segment. Charlotte, what do you have to say about hip-hop?
I feel so energized. It's been an hour, but I feel like I've been on a trip all day. I see the possibilities of togetherness, of people of African descent being able to appreciate what each have contributed, and also seeing how that rolls over into the mosaic of African and Ethiopian, seeing how that rolls over into the mosaic of music from all the different countries that people who are residents of Canada now. I think it is interesting to notice how you feel after you play any music. If you play music and at the end you feel tired or you feel angry or you feel disappointed, that may not be what you want to hear. But in putting together this unique piece with music from five different genres, we hope you'll feel elevated. We hope you'll feel like, let's see what else this artist has, and not just listen to the same type of music every day. I think it will also help encourage CJSF plays and looks for music produced by local musicians and local production groups. So listening to this cross-section of music, I hope will help you feel emboldened to bring yours. Drop yours off. Let it be heard. We have volunteers who listen to music. You don't have to have been the son or daughter of the founder of the company. It's just a system that welcomes everyone to contribute. Everybody has something to contribute. And so that's what I hope you will do as you listen to this cavalcade of music, you share it with other people, and you share your creativity from whatever your base is. Here in Canada, you are a part of the whole. You can do it.
And Charlotte, what time is it?
Oh, you know, when our show comes on at 10 o'clock every Friday, but when people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time, a poem that carried me through a lot of hard times.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes, and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time.